The Department of Administration's Jim Langdon says during the first 6 months of 2008, the state paid $7.7 million for gasoline. That covers fuel for vehicles across all state agencies, including the University of Wisconsin. It's up 29% from the $5.9 million the state spent over the same span in 2007. The increase stems directly from higher fuel costs. Langdon says the state paid an average of $2.88 per gallon on gas last year, compared to $3.69 per gallon so far in 2008.
Rising fuel costs are affecting state agencies like they're affecting all Wisconsin families. It's certainly a cost that we have to bear, especially for those trips that are essential, law enforcement, for instance, or other health and safety transportation needs.
Langdon says state agencies are trying to reduce fuel consumption by avoiding unnecessary trips, but so far there's been no measurable cutback in driving. Langdon says the state used roughly 2.1 million gallons of fuel in the first half of this year. That's almost exactly what it used when gas was cheaper in 2007.
I suspect, though, as the months wear on, we go into 2009, we'll see agencies making more hard decisions about what trips they're going to take and which ones they're not.
Langdon says these numbers do not reflect other ways that higher fuel prices have affected the state. For example, he says utilities are also more expensive. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.